There have been two reported accidental releases recently of raw sewage into the Connecticut River in Massachusetts. An estimated 90,000 gallons of untreated wastewater was released into the river Monday because of an equipment malfunction, according to the Springfield Water and Sewer Commission. Last month, a hose broke at a pump station in the town of South Hadley, resulting in more than 280,000 gallons of raw sewage going into the river. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Andrew Fisk, Executive Director of the Connecticut River Conservancy.
The public is clearly disappointed when these events happen, and it has an impact on the river. It is not a permanent impact, but it's significant when you have raw, untreated sewage discharged into our waters.
And what is that impact?
So you're going to see very elevated levels of bacteria, and so the impact is for recreation directly, and it's going to get people very sick. So you may have, in some instances, some localized impacts to the critters that live in the river, but generally sewage discharges like this into a large river tend to significantly elevate the bacteria levels for a period of time, making it unhealthy to be in or on that water.
So what would your advice be to people should they – now, we had a spill this week of – that was reported this week by the Springfield Water and Sewer Commission of roughly 90,000 gallons of untreated wastewater. And then last month, a few weeks ago, in South Hadley, there was a mishap involving a burst hose that led to the discharge of about 284,000 gallons of wastewater into the river. These are two pretty significant spills, obviously.
They are, and all these events have different causes. And so in South Hadley, they were actually doing work on the pipe, and what happened was during the work, the bypass structure malfunctioned and discharged a tremendous amount of untreated sewage into the river. In Springfield, we don't know quite yet what happened. It was some form of equipment malfunction, and so this happens. And I think one thing that's important for all of us to remember is that it's an obligation on all of us to ensure that this infrastructure continues to be upgraded and well-maintained and repaired. And I know that the communities here in the Pioneer Valley are putting money into this, and that's in South Hadley. They were working on that main, and then the Springfield Water and Sewer Commission is in the process of upgrading a lot of the collection system and also beginning to work on the treatment plant itself. So these are systems that need constant maintenance and constant investment by the public, and unfortunately, there's not enough investment money happening, and that's not because of the wastewater treatment plant operators. There's just not enough public money going into these projects, so our infrastructure, as it ages, we may see more and more of these, and that's not good.
And so what should the public do in these cases? Stay away from the river entirely, or just stay away from the areas where these discharges occurred?
Yeah, I mean, these are localized impacts that are going to dissipate over time. You know, they're still not good, but clearly the Springfield discharge, when you are upstream of a discharge, there's not a problem. So downstream in the immediate area, you should stay away. Pay attention to what the media is reporting, and then also the utilities themselves will have information. Both of these events were, you know, time limited. The event in Springfield was over a relatively short period of time, and so it's very likely that the river is going to respond through dilution, and the conditions downstream of that will come back to levels that are safe for swimming and boating. So pay attention, and the utilities have an obligation to be able to tell us, okay, what's happening, and has the problem been fixed, and is our water safe to use again?
Now, these discharges obviously are separate from the issue of the combined overflows, the combined storm sewer and sanitary
Correct.
Sewer overflows, then that's a totally separate issue that I know communities like Springfield and Chicopee and Holyoke are still working to address.
Exactly. And so these were events that were not part of the design of these systems. Combined sewer overflow events are designed responses for these systems. If there's water going into them, they are designed to overflow so that the treatment plant itself is not impacted. And yes, communities are beginning to put significant investments into eliminating or mitigating these overflow events when it rains. And these overflow events are rainwater and untreated sewage. And unfortunately, we still have many, many millions of gallons of these discharges going into our rivers. And that's going to be this way for a period of time as we slowly make the investments to upgrade our wastewater treatment systems.
Anything else you want people to know?
It's important to know that we've made tremendous strides cleaning up the river. These events are really unfortunate, but the river is still a tremendous place to be able to recreate in and on. Just pay attention to current conditions. And our organization does maintain monitoring information. So if you Google, is it clean, Connecticut River, or in Spanish, está limpio, Connecticut River, you can find information about monitoring data at a number of locations throughout the Pioneer Valley and beyond.